We all have those different rituals within our lives as individuals, as families, as communities that help to center and to ground us, to help to put us in a place of joy, a place of blessing, a place of holiness in our lives. One of the ones that I enjoy the most in my life is the day each week that I change the sheets on my bed. That night, crawling into that freshly made bed, the sheets that smell nice and clean, brings great joy. And somehow, for whatever reason, I usually sleep a little better that night than the other nights. For some people, it's a ritual of coffee in the morning. Or it might be how we prepare our breakfast, how we begin our work day. It might be bigger things like the opening day of baseball season, or all those other rituals that happen again and again in our lives, and yet each day or each time that we do them, they bring about a change within us. They bring about somehow that ability to be a little better than we were before. And in our second reading today from Revelation, John, in his vision of heaven, sees Jesus, the Lamb of God, upon the throne, and he proclaims, "I will make all things new." Now, what Jesus doesn't say is he doesn't say, "I'm going to wipe everything away and start all over again." But rather, as he says, the old order is passing away, he is making it new again. Because each time that I make my bed and change the sheets, my bed remains the same. But it is made new in that ritual of change. It is made new in that continuing blessing, that continuing opening myself to that day of blessing and grace. And that is what Jesus is really trying to tell us about. That renewal of our hearts. This month, as we have through the past several months of the Year of Mercy, our parish is focused on one of those works of mercy. If you don't know which one it was... it is forgiving all injuries. And if you think about forgiving all injuries, what you're really saying is, I want to try and make my relationships new again. I want to move away and go through those things that have hurt me, those things that I've done to hurt others, those injuries that are holding me back from a relationship of love and blessing, and I want to make that new again. I want to renew myself in that work of mercy. I want God to allow to renew me as I seek forgiveness and mercy and compassion with others in my lives. I want to be made new. And of course, in the church, that happens a lot. Right? The first time that we were made new was in baptism. It's in the rite where we are, when we die to sin and are raised to new life in the waters of baptism. We do it again and again and again in the sacrament of reconciliation. Right? And if you follow the Catholic news at all, yesterday in Rome they were having a nice gathering of young people. And so before the Mass, they had what we always do. We had confession. And you know who showed up to say, hear confessions? Our Holy Father. He comes out into the square because his desire to make all things new is desire of every Christian. Because it is Jesus' desire. Because when he calls us to love as he does in the gospel today, it isn't a love of the old, but a love of the new. The new creation that he has become for us, and that in our baptism we become with him. It is that newness of life where we share in the blessings with one another and allow the old, those things that hold us back, to be left behind as we go into the newness of life, the newness of love, the newness of truth that God calls us to share. But there's a warning there also, because newness isn't a novelty act. Because the temptation that we can sometimes have is, well, I want to leave the old behind because there looks like a new shiny object out there. And then when I wear that one out, I'll go to the next one. And I'll go to the next one, and I'll go to the next one. Once again, that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about a relationship of love and blessing where we embrace the other for who they are, not in their brokenness, but in their glory of God. Because in the newness of life, we're able to see the dignity of each and every human person. We're able to see the glory of God's creation and how we are called to steward that creation. And we are called to enter into that, those relationships of love and blessing, those relationships of healing and truth, those relationships of caring in the newness of life that Jesus Christ offers to us. And so as we come here to be made new, to be brought to this altar of blessing, to be transformed and become the living, breathing body of Christ, to become, as St. Augustine said those thousands of years ago, to become what we receive, we are renewed in that blessing. We are made new. As the Lamb of God cries out to us, holy, holy, holy are we, and blessed are we. And so we reach out in that love and say, amen, I believe, trusting that God is at work within us. We allow ourselves to be made new. We allow ourselves to be made into that love, into that mercy, into that compassion of God. And so as we continue, as we celebrate, as we lift our voice in praise, let us seek to be made new. Let us seek to join as one community, one faith, one body of Christ, so that we may continue to work in the transformation of the world and the transformation of our hearts. So as God blesses us, we might bless the world.